Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 186.
I'm Annalise.
And I am Neil. I know you wanted to start it, but that didn't work.
That's right.
So today we have in studio a very special guest.
In utero.
In utero. We have really? the co-host of the Reasons Are Several podcast, Matador Matt G.
Thank you.
Welcome, Matador.
Thanks. I feel like there should be applause or something, but there we go. I did want to say straight up thank you for making me the first return guest.
First return in studio.
Dang it.
First return out of
From Portland?
Yes. First return.
Spending the night.
Co-host. Yes.
Over 6 feet tall.
Spending the night is also huge.
First return, spending the night guest.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. I'll take what I can get. Thanks for having me.
So welcome.
Thank you.
So Matt, before we get started, for people that don't know, why don't you tell them a little bit about your podcast and where they can find it and all that.
So Neil's other podcast called Reasons Are Several. You can find us at reasonsareseveral.com, and we have a weekly show, comes out every Wednesday, talk about a lot of nonsense, used to be really sports-based, has kind of morphed into more of a grotesque, not-safe-for-work type show, but I think you'll enjoy it. We have a lot of fun, so check that out, and you want to find me on Twitter, at reasonsare.
And how long have you had the podcast?
We... Well, Phil Donahue.
I love that show.
We started, I believe it was February 2014. So quite a while now.
I heard it was okay until about like episode
Are you going to remember the number?
Whenever Neil came on.
I think it was about 130 something.
Yeah, and then it freaking.
Really,
and now
soared.
You're at 186?
185. 184.
We were knocking brakes.
We're at 186. You're at 184.
Busting the brakes off.
Okay, there we go. Busting the brakes off.
I have no idea what that means.
We'll explain it to you.
Oh, good.
A little bit behind the scenes, Matt is obviously in town visiting from Portland. He's been here since yesterday. It feels
about 24, a little over 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I've already worn out my welcome. That's why.
Got a lot going on.
You've been
so
busy.
It's interesting because we've been hanging out and talking for the last day.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting down to record and it's like
off feels air. Like we're talking off air. How weird is that? Crazy. Save it for the podcast.
On pod, off pod.
So, how do you like the visit so far?
It's good.
How would he say otherwise?
Well, he could say I'm not enjoying it.
He still has to stay here.
We'd let him stay here.
All right.
I did try to upgrade to the suite. Did not get that. But that's okay.
Well, you still have a couple nights to go.
As well as, you know, if you're going to sleep in there, you have to sleep with the dogs.
That's okay. I think the dogs have warmed up.
Pros and cons. Yeah.
I was totally deathly afraid of the dogs when I walked in. But now everything's
Were
great.
You really?
No.
Oh.
They're great.
I know... I've listened to your other show a couple times.
not since you've been on it.
No, that is true. Actually, no.
That is true.
I still listen all the time, and I listened before. And you know that.
Yes. So. I still download it, so we get that one more listen.
I appreciate that.
Does it count, though, if you don't actually play it?
Yeah, because it downloads. They don't know if you play it or not.
Right.
Okay.
And your friend had a pit bull mishap.
That's correct.
With another friend.
It was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And the friend had a pit bull, and he kind of went down to like almost kind of do a kissy face with the pit bull, and it grabbed onto his lip and did not let go, and they had to do reconstructive surgery on his lower lip.
Yeah. So fortunately that hasn't happened yet.
I hope not. Notice I've been keeping my face well clear.
Yeah. It's usually a good thing to do with all dogs. I mean, especially if they're not. If they're yours, it's one
thing.
But
like
I don't go and kiss strangers' dogs.
That's just not what you do.
I mostly just put my face by his butt. And then it's fine.
He's happy. Right.
That's what he prefers.
Stretch fart.
Right.
Well, no.
You guys have a really awesome treat relationship based going right now. I think it's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
He's just like, cookie?
Right. That guy's here. I get treats. So he's
awesome. Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
He's all right.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dinging.
I thought it was turned off.
Gosh.
Oh, so unprofessional.
Jesus. Gosh. Who's dinging you?
I don't know.
Wow. That's not good.
I can't even tell anymore.
Who's busting the brakes off you?
Oh, it's Tony and Jeannie.
Oh. Of Salty Language?
Of Salty Language.
So we've been very excited. We've been talking about having you down for a while.
I don't have my glasses on this. Okay. I don't know.
We've been talking about, yeah, you could read your text or you could hang out and do the podcast.
Yeah, I'm putting that down. I'm putting that down. See, it's already down.
So it's nice to finally have you out, be able to hang out in person.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for having me down. It's very exciting. You were going to come up at one point. It hadn't worked out. So this is the first time we've hung out in 2 years.
Yeah.
Over 2 years. And the first time we've recorded together.
In person. Because you guys hang out on Tuesdays all the time.
That's not true. The first time we've recorded. Sorry. First time we've recorded on Dap Pod.
Yeah.
Three of us in 2 years. But Annalise was on the show. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Reasons are several.
That was fun.
Check that out. I can't remember what episode that was.
It's 170 something. You remember all this stuff. I can barely remember what episode this is.
I have a steel trap, but.
You have a steel trap butt.
I have a steel trap butt. As you learned last night, it starts to dissolve the more beers that go in.
We did have a few beers last night.
Yeah.
We had a good time. We had fun.
I went to bed early.
And then today we've both, maybe a little more on Matt's part, but we've both been asking each other, like, did we talk about this?
Right.
Did we mention this?
Yeah.
Did we cover this last night?
Don't you feel like that's standard for what you do all the time? I mean, like,
honestly,
in my life,
yeah.
I constantly preface every single story I tell to every single... I could have just met somebody and be like, did I tell you that? Oh, no, we've never met. But I still feel like I probably told you this story. Maybe because I talk too much.
Well, I think especially with podcasting, because you do tell stories. Annalise and I do it all the time. Did we talk about this on the podcast? And then because Matt, you and I podcast together, then I'll sometimes say to Annalise, wait, did I talk to you about this or did I talk to Matt about this?
Yeah, you got the two show thing working.
Yeah
so... And then I meet other people and I'm like talking to them and they're like, oh, well, listen to the podcast. I know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, never mind. I'll shut up then.
Well, half the time it's just me saying things out loud because I work from home.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, did I tell you this? I just told this to myself.
Did I tell myself this story? I think I did. I was there. That's weird.
Boring. This story's boring. I haven't heard it.
Stupid.
So I have a couple things. I told Matt these things because it was when I picked him up from the airport, but I haven't told you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Once again, Matt, meet him at the airport.
You're not going to tell her about... Okay.
No. Go into the... I used the restroom before Matt deplanes, and there's a guy in the bathroom coloring his hair. Full on color.
Isn't that kind of like maybe an FBI alert situation? Like,
that was... Is that one of those
at the airport and changing his appearance?
Is that one of those things, you know, if you...
That you're supposed to tell somebody?
Is that one of those things that if you see something, you say something? Like, should I have alerted the authorities?
Well, also consider the placement. That's a bathroom not past security. Like,
right.
This person has come through and just got there. So maybe they're like, I'm going to change shit up.
The way I took it was that he just got off the plane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's either because he's not hanging out by the baggage claim if you didn't just get off the plane. If you do, you got some other problems.
And I will say he had the hair color application process of in a restroom down to a science. He had plastic gloves and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and he was using the paper towels as a brush, like as a brush to put it on. And he had like no halo. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must be a spy. This is a spy, so you shouldn't report it because you're going to blow his cover.
But then I thought, that's kind of weird, but he wasn't like in the stall doing it. He was at the sink, so he's not trying to hide that he's doing it.
Yeah, but maybe he could also be kind of trusting the fact that most people won't say anything.
I didn't say anything. Well, I told
Matt. And then if someone does,
Matt didn't say anything.
We're not talking about it on a podcast.
Yeah. Huh.
He's gotten away scot-free.
It was interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. You don't see that all the time.
No.
Then the other thing was that a lot of people were flying in to SFO to board a cruise ship that was docked in San Francisco.
Oh.
And there was one lady who looked like Dolly Parton's maybe a little bit younger sister.
She has a little bit younger sister.
She had like the fake big blonde thing, and she was wearing a leopard skin, like one piece mini skirt.
What
thing.
Sort of a cruise was this? Do you know? I mean, I'm just asking.
I don't.
Asking for a friend.
I don't.
Asking
I don't.
For Matt.
But then her
cougar tour.
Her husband, or who looked to be a husband, was like this big.
Her companion.
Heavy set guy with gray hair, but it was in a ponytail. He looked like a even bigger version.